photograph shows a cane, a walker, and a wheelchair lined up against a wall. These objects tell a story of the progression of Alzheimer's disease in one household. It's just one photo that's emerged from a program at Emory University, helping caregivers of people with Alzheimer's to document personal stories that otherwise would never be seen by the outside world. WABE's Kate Sweeney reports.
You're a brave soul out here. Nighttime.
Dana Hawkins welcomes me into her mother's apartment at 8:30 on a weeknight.
Right, well, come on and have a seat.
This was the best time for her to talk because it's quiet. She's already put her mother to bed. Her mom has an insidious form of Alzheimer's, an incurable progressive dementia.
I usually get her up about 8, get her meds. Now, there are some days where she won't swallow her pills. But today I got them in her. I crushed them and I put them in some chocolate syrup, got her dressed, and then what I like to do is exercise with her.
Dana had a career in the tech industry and she enjoyed it. But now her mother requires total care. And a few years ago, she left that job to do it. And now her life looks very different.
You know, because there are some days I wake up and it's all about my mom. I have not showered. I have not, you know, washed my face. I mean, I know that sounds ugly, but, you know, I'm totally focused on her and her needs.
She says most of the people in her life don't know her everyday reality. Not really. Which is why it's nice to have someplace to go where people do.
I have Dana's new pictures on here. Let me just show you what I've been doing.
On an overcast Saturday morning in a classroom at Emory University, photography instructor Tom England projects photos on a screen. Up flash bright images from a recent Sunday. We see Dana's mother, a lean woman in glasses and a big pink hat.
Her and her big church lady hat, you know, at church.
So how frequently are you able to attend church?
Well, Not often, because the mornings are rough.
A few of the 9 other students here nod. Every one of them is like Dana, a primary caregiver for someone with Alzheimer's. And this class is designed to help them document their experiences. It's part of a larger program looking at the role art can play to improve the lives of people affected by Alzheimer's. Dr. Whitney Wharton heads up the program.
I think the overarching goal is to raise awareness and education about the disease. Because Alzheimer's is a family disease, that's really what we want to highlight.
And these photos taken by the people participating in the program show just that. The way the web of Alzheimer's entraps not just the people afflicted, but everyone around them as well. In one picture, a woman has set up her own bed just outside her mother's bedroom door so that she can stop her when she wanders at night. In another, an Alzheimer's patient looks up in bewilderment at a family member holding her hand. They also capture emotionally complicated moments, like this one from Leslie Merriman, in which her mother embraces a doll the size of an infant.
And she just was so gentle with it, just like it was a real child. And
in the image, her mother, a white-haired woman in a wheelchair, holds the doll over her shoulder and smiles serenely.
Yeah, it was kind of emotional.
Last week we talked about give them some activity to be involved in. It produces good pictures.
Instructor Tom England redirects the conversation with a technical point, which he does a couple of times when the mood gets low. But he doesn't ever shut any of the students down.
When they start exchanging stories with each other, and I can just be quiet and let them talk. I find that very exciting that that's happened in every class.
At first, he says he worried that the students would be hesitant to take photographs of their loved ones in the grips of dementia, that they'd be embarrassed or just too busy to pick up the camera.
But they're coming in with hundreds of shots, and they were willing to use the camera to capture so many of those sort of intimate moments. Let's go back. This shot Dana, the cocooning picture.
In another photo from Dana Hawkins, we see a figure, her mother, in an easy chair. From the feet up, she's covered completely by a blanket, even over her head. It's eerie, and instructor Tom England has the same reaction at first.
The visual connotation here is the person being lost, don't you think?
But Dana herself has a different take.
I think she feels, I don't know, I think she feels safe under there.
Mm-hmm.
Other students nod. Their relatives with Alzheimer's sometimes cover their heads with blankets, too, or engage in variations on that behavior. Leslie Merriman chimes in.
It's like they're reverting back to their childhood, you know, forts or tents or whatever, and protecting themselves. That's what it feels like to me.
I think maybe when she feels that she's being overwhelmed with, you know, sensory overwhelm,
right. And
she wants to just shut it all down, I think that's one way that she does it.
It's a small but welcome relief to recognize shreds of commonality in what they're going through, these experiences that have been, in large part, alienating and even horrific. And that's part of what this project is all about. According to figures from the Alzheimer's Association, nearly half of people caring for loved ones with the disease report experiencing depression. And last year, caregivers spent $9.7 billion treating their own physical and emotional problems that resulted from their experiences as caregivers. With the toll it's taken on her own life, Dana says it's nice to come here and be reminded that she's not alone.
It's been awesome. I love sitting with people that are in the struggle as well.
And the photos she's taken have allowed her to bring more people into her everyday life, in which she's felt extremely isolated.
It is such a lonely walk. I can't go anywhere unless I have someone to stay here with my mom. So what happens is, and there are times when if my mom is having a bad day and she may be crying or she may be, you know, going through some hallucinations, I can't talk on the phone with my friends.
She doesn't want to tell them how bad it gets, to sound like she's complaining, or to see what she calls the fear in their eyes when she's made them uncomfortable. Taking these photographs is sort of an expressive shortcut.
I wanted to show the part of it that's not pretty all the time. Let these pictures speak for themselves, and they should. I hope that they do.